From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In May of 1993, a 39-year-old Algerian poet, novelist, and journalist named Tahar Jaout was assassinated by Islamic fundamentalists. Among his papers was the manuscript of a novel called The Last Summer of Reason. The book appeared in France in 1999 and has just been published in the U.S. in a translation by Marie-Hélène de Jaeger. Alan Chews has a review.
In the Algerian-like North African nation conjured up in this powerful, if fitfully told, allegorical novel, there are no weather forecasts allowed on television or in the newspapers. Not since the Islamic fundamentalist group calling itself the Vigilant Brothers has taken over the government, because, they say, no one can argue or quibble over patterns known only to God. But the main character, bookseller Bouala Mieker, still knows which way the wind is blowing. His wife and children treat him with disdain because he won't convert to the new fundamentalism, and worse, he keeps his bookstore open, even if now, in the current climate, as Tahar Jaout puts it, books have covered their faces with veils. Boualem refuses to give up his individuality in the face of fundamentalist conformity, and moreover, suffers from what he sees as a new malady, an overdeveloped memory. So that in addition to eventually seeing his bookshop confiscated by the regime and receiving numerous death threats, he finds himself painfully beset by what he calls his hidden treasures, recollections of walks in the fields looking for wild fruits and birds' nests, landscapes undressed and bruised by winter, books read with a lump in your throat, a swollen chest, a palpitating heart. This unfinished novel, with gaps in its plot line and some uncertain side moves, may not have that powerful an effect on you, but it certainly will give most readers a sharp sense of the horror of being overtaken mentally, physically, and spiritually by the kind of contemporary radical religious movement few novelists, alive or dead, have dared to confront.
The book is The Last Summer of Reason by Tahar Jaout. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.